Masechet Zevachim Perek Dalid Mishnah Vav. Here we'll talk about the intentions a person should have when the Avodah Korban is happening. Here we're talking about the person who's doing the Korban as opposed to the person who may be bringing the animal in and having it done for him. We're talking about the Kohen who is sacrificing. Mishnah says, Leshem Shisha Devarim HaZevach Nizbach. The animal Korban is slaughtered with six different things in mind. Number one, the Shem Zevach, for the sake of that specific type of Korban. If it's a Korban Shelamim, the slaughterer has to have in mind that it should be a Shelamim. Number two, the Shem Zoveyach, for the sake of the person bringing the Korban, for the owner of the Korban, the person should have in mind for that person. Number three, Leshem Hashem, for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's an offering for Hashem. Number four, Leshem Ishim, for the sake of the fires of the Mizbeach, that they should burn completely the Korban, the parts of the Korban that are put on the Mizbeach, and that's not there when you put it on the fire to just get a small roast out of it and then to take it off before it's completely burnt, but rather, if it's going on the Mizbeach, it should be fully put on the Mizbeach. Number five, Leshem Reyach, for the sake of the smell, the putting of the emurim, the limbs and the meat of the ola on the mizbeach is put there in order to produce a smell and aroma. And from there we learn you're not allowed to roast the korban at all before you put it onto the mizbeach. The burning, initial burning that happens on the mizbeach is the one where the fats are dripping off. That's what creates that smell that's supposed to have. And if you roast them at all beforehand, you're depriving the Bet HaMikdash from that beautiful smell of the roasting meat, of the burning meat. So therefore, it has to have been done in mind as well. Number six, Leshem Nihawah, for the sake of bringing pleasure, Kivyachol, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person follows the mitzvot of Hashem, for lack of a better term, kivyachol brings enjoyment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ahatat ve'ha'asham l'shem chayit. And when talking about korban hatat or korban asham, which are brought for kapara as atonement for specific sins that are done, a person has to have in mind kapara for those sins as well. Amar Rabbi Yosef comments over here. Af mishelo haya belibo l'shem echad mikol elu kasher. Says Rabbi Yosef, even if a person did not have in mind that it should be for the sake of those things, it's still valid as long as a person did not have a problematic intention in mind that would invalidate the korban. The korban is okay. Shehu tenai bet din, because there was a decree done by the bet din earlier times that a person should not have in mind anything when he's slaughtering the korban, because the korban is for its own sake, so that people should not have an invalidated korban. The korban here is being done, like we mentioned, by the kohen. And it has to have very specific intentions in mind. So Hachamim were nervous that a Kohen would have improper intentions and he would invalidate the Korban as opposed to having neutral intentions, which would still not bring on any problems. So he's making two points over here. Number one, that if somebody slaughters the Korban without these six different intentions, the Korban is still valid. We see this from the Tanai Bet Din, that Hachamim advised not to have any intentions. And Hachamim, of course, would not tell us to have no intentions if the six intentions that we mentioned earlier are fundamental and are essential. So therefore, we see that having no intention would not invalidate the Korban. Therefore, what we see from here, according to the Biyose, a person should have no intention. Hachamim were nervous that the person who was doing the Avodah would have the wrong intentions, because his intentions are the ones that matter as opposed to the owner of the Korban. It depends on what he's thinking. So therefore, if a person who's slaughtering the Korban, who is the Kohen, probably, because you're also allowed to have someone else do it for you, but it'll probably be a Kohen in this type of scenario. If he had proper intentions, there was a disconnect between the owner and him that would invalidate the Korban. So therefore, Hachamim set up this system.